I appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate this good spirit that our hearts have been made to feel. Appreciate the truth of the Word of God. In our articles, and we mentioned it this morning in Sunday school, in our articles of faith, and I want to read it to you because I don't want to misquote it. The second article after the first, it says we believe in the true and living God. The second one says this, it says, we believe that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the Word of God. And this part right here, I want you to listen to. And that they are the only rule of faith and protection. Some articles say faith and practice. But they are the only rule of faith and protection. Not anything else that we look to, not anything else that we trust in, but the Word of God. What it says. And it is the only thing that we have this morning for faith and protection or practice. And I'm thankful that it is this morning. I'm thankful that it is what God has given unto us to hear His voice, to hear His wonderful voice this morning. The Bible said in Hebrews, I believe it's chapter number 12, I believe it reads like this. It said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto our fathers by the prophets, but said he has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Amen. And John wrote this. He said, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you skip on down a few verses, it said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We hear God's voice today through his Word. If you hear anything else, it's not of God. If you hear anything else, it's not of God. If it doesn't come through the Word, then it's not of God today, because God speaks to us by his Son. And John wrote this in the first chapter of the book of the Revelation. He said, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is, J.O. Jarrett said, the Old Testament was the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And so, hand in hand together, this is the Word of God. These are God's very words. And I'm thankful that it is our only rule of faith and practice this morning. And I appreciate the Word of God this morning. It is a great help and a strength to us today, and not only today, but days to come and days that have gone by. If you'll really go back and think about any struggle that you've had, if you're a Bible reader, now if you're not a Bible reader, it probably didn't get much out of it. I'll just be honest with you. But if you've read your Bible very much at all, maybe you had to, as I did as a young boy, you had to memorize some scripture. I remember having to memorize in school, had to memorize the 23rd Psalm, and you'd get a little golden book, what they give us. If you was able to memorize the 23rd Psalm, you'd get a little golden book, and that was the prize that you got. And boy, I wanted that thing, and I tried and tried and failed many times, but finally got it. I was able to quote the 23rd Psalm, and I got my golden book. There've been times in my life that little boy's memory would come back. where I had put to my mind the scriptures of the 23rd Psalm. And there'll be times where I need the 23rd Psalm. I haven't memorized it since. I hadn't tried to memorize it since, but I did as a child. And listen, since then, there've been days that I'd be alone. And I'd be all alone. And I'd think that there was nobody there. And the scripture would come to my heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hey, the Word of God is a help to us. And it is a strength to us. And it's a present help. It's not something I'm looking, I gotta go find somewhere, Daryl, but it's a present help, in the time of trouble, in the time of need. I'm thankful God is a very present help today. He's not a God that's far off. And I said last week, and I caught a little flack from it for saying it years ago, but I stand by it and I still say it today. I believe it's biblical. I believe it's Bible, but heaven is a lot closer than a lot of people want to give credit to. And God is ever present in our lives. And because of that this morning, brother, listen, you are not alone. You're not. Not ever, not one moment of time, that, not one second in your life that you could ever be alone. God is present always with us. And this is how present He is. That at the moment that you call upon Him, brother, listen, He's already there. Yes, sir. Peter didn't have to wait for his voice and brand to echo across the waves to reach Jesus's ear. But the moment that he said, "Save me," that was the moment, the Bible said, and immediately he stretched forth his hand. Yes, he did. Thank God. Aren't you glad that I'm not waiting on God to show up, but he's already here this morning. Amen. I expect Him to be here. Yes, I do. I expect God to be everywhere. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I appreciate the feeling I've got this morning. I appreciate what Herman said. And I agree with him. I'm not waiting on somebody to say something for me to experience the presence of God. Brother, I'm not like David, who was waiting on the ark to get brought back in. He had to wait on it, didn't he? And brother, before he could rejoice, he had to see it coming in before he could praise God. But brother, today I don't have to wait. I just got to get in a place where I realize it today. Amen. I'm going to say this. Hey, listen. And brother, the reason I can't always feel him is not on him. It's not his fault. And no, sir. And brother, he wants to have a fellowship with you. Yes, he does. God desires to have fellowship with his children. Yes, he does. And brother, you listen. And if he desires that at a moment of time, when you realize his presence and the glory he possesses, at that very moment, there ought to be praise coming off of your lips this morning. Amen. Well, that wasn't what I was going to say. I'm going to get to that maybe in a minute. And brother, but I want you to understand something. And brother, the presence of God don't always show up in an emotional feeling. No, sir. I'm glad there's some emotion comes with it, Bruce. Yes, sir. But the presence of God is always here. Sure it is. If it wasn't, I wouldn't want to wake up in the morning. If I had to face the things that I've got to face on a daily acquaintance
a daily walk, a daily journey. If I had to face that without God, I'd just quit. Hey, man. What did Moses say when the Lord said, Hambron, he said, you're going to go up and you're going to talk to Pharaoh. He said, except your presence go with me. He said, I'll not go. Moses, I did want to go nowhere without the presence of God in his life today. Hey, man, wouldn't we be better off if we was that way? Amen. Before we go to task, before we go to do something, if we'd say, Lord, I don't want to do this without you, and I don't want to try without you, and bro, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if God's people would say, Lord, I go if only you go with me. Amen. Moses went before Pharaoh. And his tongue had not changed. It was still stammering. He still was a man of stammering tongue and slow speech. But he went before the Lord with something different than what he had before. Hey, man, what'd the Lord say? He said, what is that in thy hand? He said, a rod. He said, throw it down. And the Bible said that he did. He threw it down, didn't he? And it became a serpent. And he said, now take it up again by the tail. And it became a rod again. And you know what? Before that time, we read of Moses in several chapters, but you don't ever read of his rod until that day. God said, what is that in thy hand? And bro, you know what Moses had been doing? He had been leaning on something of his own power, of his own mind. But brother, after that day, you don't see Moses do anything without that rod being spoken of. Why? Because before, it was Aaron's rod or Moses' rod that he was leaning on. And after that, it was God's rod. Amen. Sometimes God will tell you to lay down some things and let you pick them right back up. But they'll be different. Moses was different when he went before Pharaoh and spoke than what he was before he went up on that mount. Hey man, what had he been doing? Now listen, you, I'm brother, if you gotta pray, don't wait for altar call and tradition. Don't wait. You go when God tells you to go. I'm brother, but you listen. The reason so many people can't get much done with God is because they're trying to do it without God today. Hey man, that's right. Brother, this ain't at all what I had on my heart. But I'm just going to give you what I got while it's a-coming. And, brother, because if I didn't, then I'd be guilty of the same thing I'm telling you about. Amen. Hey, yes, sir. You remember when Joshua and them came up out of the, brother, the river over there? And the Bible said that he commanded the men, brother, go back in the river and to gather out 12 stone and to set them outside. And he said, you set them up so that when your children pass by here, Sister Donnie said, bring them. What she saw was parents and the children. What meaneth these stones? You can say, this is where God delivered us. Hey, man, that's what these stones mean. It's where God delivered us. Hey, man. But if every time your toe hurts, you got to stay out of church. Uh-oh, preacher, you done meddling now. No, I'm just trying to give you what I got. Hey, man, how can you claim that the presence of God is in your life if you ain't got no more power over a hurt toe than that today? Huh? What? That's the truth. Hey, man. We got some elders in this church that by a little amount of strength that they've got, they struggle their way with every ounce of strength they've got, Tony, to get here. And it ain't because they want to see me or you. It's because they've enjoyed the presence of God in this place and they desire to get back here. Amen. And they'll everything they've got. They might have to sleep for 3 days after this day, but brother, they do everything to get in the presence of God and His people today. And some of you won't come on Wednesday night or Sunday night, and you're well able. You ought to be ashamed. God help your lazy soul. Hey, man, that's the truth. Lazy. Preacher, I don't like you. I didn't ask you to. I love you, though. If I didn't, I wouldn't preach you this. I'd show you what I got. Let me tell you what I had in my mind. In my mind, I was going to ask 5 people to stand up and tell me the name of their Savior. And you was going to be the first one. And you'd have told me Jesus. And then the next one would have stood up and told me Jesus. And I'd have got all 5 to stand up and they'd have told me Jesus. And I was going to preach at the name of Jesus. That's what I had on my mind this morning, that I was going to preach. But Bruce, God said, don't do that. This is where I want you to preach. Hey, listen, God's presence is ever near us. We need to enjoy it, be excited about it every day of the week. Thank God. Well, preacher, I can enjoy God's presence anywhere. You can. You can. But you know what them 12 stones represented? Hey, amen and amen. And the 12 tribes of Israel. Brother, thank God, you know what? We are now no longer the 12 little tribes, but we are Israel because the church of the living God is at the seat of Jesus today. He read about that seed. It ain't Jacob I'm seed of. I'm a Gentile dog. But I'm a spiritual child of God. And I'm of the seed of Jesus today. Born again, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible. Thank God, listen. I am, I will be, and always shall be a child of God today. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. And because of that, and brethren, just as much as them men standing there reminded Donnie of their parents, and brother, I want to remind people of Jesus today. Yeah, man. That's right. I preached a message I hadn't been preaching long, and I don't know why it's coming to me, but I'm going to give it to you because it is. Preached for Brother Dewey actually at a church over in Rome, and the Lord gave me a message on do they still call me Adam. I ain't thought about that message in a long time. Did you know that God did not call Eve? He called them Adam. That's what He called them, His creation. It was Adam that gave Eve her name. Brother Adam, the first Adam. Brothers of the earth, earthy. But the second is from heaven itself. Hey, man, don't tell me I don't know what heaven is. I'm going to tell you what it is not. And you may get up and leave and don't like me, but that's okay. It ain't streets of gold and gates of pearl. Hell, brother, there'll be some get mad at me, but that ain't heaven. No, sir. When we stop trying to put literal limitations on God, He is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. That's exactly right. Brother, you want to know why you so sour-faced all the time? I'm going to tell you why. You've not been in the presence of God. Yeah. I said, exactly right. My mom and daddy's house smells different than my house. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Right? Mom and daddy's house has a different smell to it, Jeff. I mean, it's mom and daddy's house. I don't know what, I can't tell you what the smell is, Bruce, but if I get near something that reminds, I say, where's mom and daddy? I start looking for them. I wonder where they at, cause I got a whiff of home. Yes, brother, you listen. And brother, I want you to know this. When God reveals His presence, brother, I'm not wondering. Brother, if it's Him, I know it's Him today. I do. I ain't got to ask you if it's Him. Or go to some priest and say, hey, do you know if this is the presence of God? I know. Why? Because He put His Spirit down on the inside of me. Now listen, there's a lot of people get confused with the Spirit of God and their spirit. Them's two different things. And I'm going to say this, your spirit sometimes, because you feed it more than you do the Spirit of God with the Word of God, and you live worldly, and you expect God to show up, brother, your spirit sometimes you allow to be stronger. But the Bible says, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And He is greater. He is greater. But you're going to have to feed that man more. Yeah, man. That's the truth. I'm glad God got a hold of me before I got too far out. Yeah. Saved as a young boy, 7 years old, didn't do a whole lot of bad till I got about 16. Got my driver's license and thought I was grown. God called me to preach when I was 16, but I run from it, Bruce. And for 6 years, from 16 to 22, I did some of the most ungodly, awful things you'd ever think anybody could do that could be saved. I'd get right with God. I'd go to revival and repent. And for a few days, a few months, I'd live okay. Then I'd find myself right back, going right back. You know why I was doing that? It wasn't because I wasn't saved. It's because I was being disobedient. And I wouldn't do what God called me to do. But finally, Brother Bruce, I give in. Lord, I'll do what You asked me to do. I was still reluctant about it. There's still times a day I get a little reluctant. I'll just be honest with you. I love to preach better than anybody whenever I can get Josh out of the way. But there's still some reluctancy because I know the times that I hadn't got Josh out of the way. And I fear them times. I fear they're going to show up again. And I worry about those times. But when the Lord shows up, I ain't afraid of nothing. I mean, nothing. Yeah. This morning, God's presence has been here very early. Very early, I felt Him when I come in. Yeah, man, I did. I felt His presence already trying to reveal Himself. And brother, I just said, okay, Lord, I'm just going to hop in this thing this morning. It's going to be good. You say, preacher, it don't work like that. Well, don't tell me that because I may think I got it wrong, but I believe I got it right this morning. I believe I've gotten the right place. I really did. I'm telling you, at the name of Jesus, that's what I was going to preach on. That's what I'd been reading on. That's what I'd been kindly studying on. At the name of Jesus. No other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. That's what I was going to preach on this morning. At the name of Jesus. I was going to say, boy, they done give you five times the name Jesus. You can be saved this morning. There's power in that name. People don't agree with that, but that's what the Bible said. It said, all they that call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. That's what it said. Well, preacher, got to be a little more to it than that. Well, then take that part out of your Bible. Take that part out of your Bible. Rip that part out right there. Hey, man, there's power in that name. Hey, man, you know what? At the name of Jesus, there's not only power. You know what else? I'm going to get right back into my minute. There's the presence of God in that name. God Himself. Hey, man. The presence of God is evident in the name of Jesus. You want to know how I know? I'm going to tell you how I know. Everybody and my sister and her husband would come, and there's Jody was a preaching, and Nicole, and they got married, and they'd come to the house, and if mom and dad let me know they was coming, I'd leave because I didn't want to be around them, because all they wanted to do was talk about Jesus, and I wasn't living right. I didn't want to be around that Jesus. And brother, you know why? Because there was power in that name. There was God's presence in that name. And brother, you know what it brought? It brought condemnation to me, Bruce. That's why some people don't want to come on Sunday night and Wednesday night. Sunday morning, you can hide in the crowd. I know some of us can't come. Now, don't get mad at me if you just can't because you got work. I'm not talking about you, okay? Don't walk out here and say, boy, man, that preacher got, we got not one. Well, if we do, you ain't come to me and told me. You're in the wrong, according to the Bible. That's right. You're supposed to come to me and let me know so I can get it right with you. But if you can't come, God knows. That ain't who I'm talking about. I'm talking about them that can come and won't. And then these little old widow women and what? And crippled and can't walk. Show up. And you're going to tell me you can't? Huh? God help. God help. You want to know why you ain't got no power with God? You don't spend enough time in His presence. Yeah, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying, I've been there. I know. I've been exactly in that spot where I didn't even know the Spirit of God would pass by and I'd say, why can't I feel nothing? I'm just as saved as they are. But I'd not been in His presence. The blessings of God, I appreciate house, I appreciate shoes, I appreciate them things. But as I've told you before, there's people that are just as saved as you are, ain't got a shoe on their foot, ain't got a roof over their head. We sing that song, thank you for your blessings and the roof and all that. And those are a great thing, don't get me wrong, I'm thankful for them. But that ain't what I'm living for. That can be gone away tomorrow. Ask somebody who's had a fire in their house. And it took everything. Memories and pictures. Gone in an instant. That ain't my blessings. My blessings are far above that. My treasures are not of this world. I'm not laying up rings and necklaces and things like that in heaven. You can't even put them in heaven. My treasures are of a different sort. I laid up some this morning listening to some of y'all. I did. I sure did. I laid up a few of them when Danny Mason got up and read the scriptures there in Chronicles. Yeah, I was laying them up. I may need them after a while, Bruce. But I marked that thing. I'd read it several times, that same scripture. But I marked it again. Sometimes I got a red circle with a blue circle with a green circle around because I liked it the first time and it was good the third time. I know this is carnal, but it'll be all right. I used to love Galaga or whatever that's called. A little old arcade game. And you could get you some extra men. Extra men. And every now and again, Bruce, every now and again, one of them extra men, it'd give you an opportunity to get one that was flying up, and you'd get it, and it'd bring you two beside each other, and you'd have double the guns. You say, what's that got to do with anything? That's the way I feel when I get in the presence of God. Amen. Feel like that there is so much more than what I was working with. And you know what them double guns did? It made me more effective, Bruce. I was able to whoop the enemy a little bit easier. You want to know why you got trouble? Why you keep having the same things, same issues bring you low and bring you down? It's because you ain't doubled up. What did Elisha say? He said, I want a double portion of what you got, Elijah. I like what I see in you. I believe I'd like a double of that. I quit ordering small drinks anywhere I go. I get the gully whoppers. And I don't get Pepsi because I don't like Pepsi. If you do, that's good. That's all right. And I don't get root beer because I don't drink root beer. I don't like it. My wife and children do, but I don't like it. I'm going to get Dr. Pepper. And a small cup just won't do. I might get one of them gully whoppers. Amen. And after I drink that thing, you know what I do, Brother Herman, before I leave? Because they cost $3 to $5 anywhere you go. You know what I do? I say, can I have a to-go cup? Well, why do you want that? Because if it was good while I was drinking it there, it may be good when I'm going down the road and I need a little sip. That's exactly the way the Lord is. When I come to church, I get everything I can out of it. Amen. They, some people come to criticize. Some people come to find wrong in everything we do. Yep, that's what they come for. I just come to get all I can. Because I don't know when I'm going to need it again. I might be headed down the road and just need a little sip. Yeah. Might need a little strength. Might need a little help. Hey, God's presence is ever near, and you can find it when you need it, no doubt about it, according to the Scriptures. But wouldn't it be easier? Wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you didn't have to repent for 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 minutes before you got to enjoy the presence of God? Wouldn't it be good if you just got in the truck, started down the road, and you need Him, and you just started rejoicing? Thank you, Lord, for being with me. You didn't have to get things straightened out before you could rejoice. Wouldn't that be wonderful? How do you know all about that, preacher? Because I've been that person. I've been that person where God's presence was trying to shake me and get beside of me and help me. But I had to repent, Tony. I had to get some things squared away before I could enjoy it. I'd cry. And I'd feel like a whooped dog. And finally, when I got all that whooping took care of, then it turned. And my tears would be took away. Because I'd be right in line with the man who never sheds another tear. I'd be right in line with that inward man who never suffers any more pain, Tony. Nor death enters there. If I can get this old outward man put down, I can crucify him and I can get in that inward man. Listen, there is no tear. There is no pain. There is no sorrow. There is no death. That man is eternal. And he'll live forever. I don't know your heart and your mind. I know I don't think I read. I don't even remember what I did. I don't even know if I read anything to you this morning. That's all right. I'll give you what I got. Come on, Brother Evan. Preacher, you mad? No. No. Not mad. I want you to get all you can of God. Now listen, don't be upset with me. Case asked me about how did I know about Mountain View and coming to Mountain View? How did I know? And the old timers would call it a burden. That's what they called it. And I said, it's hard for me to get with that word. I said, because I think in that word and I think of heaviness and struggle and weight. And I said, it's hard for me. I said, but I like what the Bible said about a bishop. I said, a bishop, if a man desires the office of a bishop, said he desires a good work. And I said, I just believe God puts a desire in a man. And I believe He puts a desire in a man for a people and for a place and for a mission. And I said, I believe He gives that man that desire. And he said, okay, I understand that. And he said, can you explain a little bit more? And I said, well, I said, you remember I've told it in church. I saw your mama at Dollar General store. And I saw Carrie at one of my ball games, and he was telling this when Robbie was here. That was before I even saw her at Dollar General's. And then Crafton called me to help in a revival. And I come up and helped in a revival. And it just and then I give up Moss Memorial, and shortly after I give up Moss Memorial, Crafton give up here. And it just seemed like things just started falling in place. And I've always prayed, Lord, you open the door so wide open that I can't do nothing but go through it, and you close the door so that I can't go through it. I can't even open it. And that's my prayer whenever I go places. And so those things started happening. And then I told him about the desire that come. And I've told y'all about it. How that you faces started popping up in my mind. Everywhere I'd go, I'd see y'all. Everywhere I'd go, I'd see just this one and that one, and some that's done ungone, and I didn't even know they was gone, because I had not been up here or whatever. But they'd pop up in my mind, and it just seemed like that everywhere I went, there y'all was. And I already told you, Dry Creek called me at the same time. Had two churches call. I'd never had that. That was hard. That was difficult. I got family there, and I didn't want to disappoint them. Lord, I didn't know what to do. But when y'all started popping up in my mind, everywhere I went, there you was. I knew exactly where my desire was. I knew exactly where the Lord wanted me. And so, when we get in a place where God wants us to be, when we get in a place where God can use us, that's a perfect place. A perfect place. And I'm thankful for that. I preached at Randy's church about familiar places. I'm glad there's some familiar places. And it ain't got nothing to do with this beautiful building, but it does have a lot to do with the beautiful people. You know what? I still wake up with you on my mind. Sometimes in the wee hours of the night. And I feel at that moment I just have to get down and pray for you. Whatever it is, I don't know what you're going through. But I can't shake it. Not that I'm trying to, but I'm just saying, there you are. There you are. You'll never know sometimes. And I'm not saying this to get any sympathy, but you'll never know what a pastor goes through. You'll never know at what are the times that he misses out of, I guess what people would say, misses out. But I don't call it that. It's a great joy for me to have a desire for you. And my desire for you is this, to live the best life you could live according to God's word. And when I preach to you, and when God sends messages that sometimes get close to you, don't get mad. Just do something about it this morning. Right now, God can help you. Right now and days on down the road. But you're going to have to come to him. You're going to have to realize who he is and what he can do in your life. Would you stand with us this morning? If there's a need in your life, would you come as we sing together?
He's all I need. When I just need someone to talk to, he's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. All my needs, he will supply. My thirsty soul, he'll supply.
Appreciate that this morning. I appreciate the Lord. You know what gives me great comfort as a dad? When Jocelyn will come sometimes and just be in my recliner and she just won't sit with me. I didn't do nothing great for her or grand for her. She just won't come sit. Just let me sit with you, Daddy. Boy, ain't nothing no sweeter. No sweeter, Caleb, when he was smaller and would do that. There's a great joy that comes with that when them kids just want to spend some time with you. You didn't have to give them no candy to get them over there. They just wanted to. I'm persuaded to believe that's the way God is. That he really enjoys it when you want to spend time with him. That he really looks forward to those moments where he doesn't have to do anything for you to want to be with him, but you just want to. You just say, I just want to spend some time with the Lord. I believe he gets excited about that, and it gives him a great, great joy. And so I encourage you, if you would, spend a little more time with the Lord. Spend a little more time with the Lord. You'll find that it'll be necessary as you get older. As you get older, you'll find that those days mean something to you. I wonder if anybody got anything on their heart or mind, needs to say or do.